Are we moving to Baltimore? What's happening?
Welcome back to Baltimore. It's too urban.
Welcome back to Tuesday Night Gaming, starring Zach, Jay, Matt, and Alana.
Not Baltimore.
This is a DMV podcast.
Good morning, Baltimore.
And today, we're talking Batman the Caped Crusader.
I'm not supposed to say that?
Why would you never say that?
Episode 8, and playing Fortnite.
Perhaps Did you see that? I jumped over the car. Because I'm Captain America.
Did you say perhaps a new game mode?
No, a new game next week, maybe. We might try Deadlock next week.
What a tease.
Yeah, we'll see.
I like how you put it out there and no one responded, and then you put it back out there today. And no one has...
That's what leadership looks like, Jay.
Okay. Yeah, I don't give up.
Zach makes it happen. Yeah, doesn't take no for an answer.
Nope.
Never surrender.
Right.
Yeah, he's an inspiration.
There's a team here.
Oh, shit, I'm coming.
Just the one guy.
No, oh, it's not. It's definitely not the one guy.
Okay, so the beginning.
Beginning of episode 7, Barbara and Commissioner Gordon debate the justice system.
That's right.
You know, she says, ah, I did, you know, she says, ah, the system's so bad, man. It punishes the innocent. Why does everybody have to go to prison? Prison's not the answer for everybody.
Well, I like, because the beginning is her getting this, like, scumbag out of off.
He's not a scumbag.
He did it. He did the crime.
How do you know?
They said that. They say that.
Who says that?
Mr. Gordon is like, that guy's guilty as hell, Barbara, and you know it. And she's like, yeah, you're right, Dad. Yeah. Well, she says something like, the cops should have done a better job. Right.
Yeah. I guess that's true. Hit it, run the wrist, Jay. All right, whatever. I didn't like her one line, though, where she says, so the cops, you know, Commissioner Gordon says, yeah, they could have done a better job, but they're only human. And Barb says, oh, so cops are allowed to make mistakes, but not ordinary citizens.
Hey, like, yo! Yeah.
Get them.
Meaning a crime's not a mistake.
What was the guy that, what did he even do?
They don't tell us.
Yeah. He burned down an orphanage. But yeah, people are allowed to make mistakes. I don't know. And then we have a Jack Ruby style assassination attempt on Commissioner Gordon.
Or so we think. Did you guys notice who was the assassin?
No.
You didn't?
Deadshot. Who missed?
He didn't miss. They shot him.
He got shot first. Also, this is early. This is like Deadshot Year One.
That's what's ridiculous. What kind of assassin goes up to someone and goes, hey, you?
It's the old way. It's to make a point. I mean,
the old way.
Yeah. The olden days when mobsters, you know, made a point by going up to someone going, we got a message for you.
Boom. I mean, that is how mobsters get to a hit, because they know that since they own the courts, they'll just have the guy get out. No matter
what. That's right.
The Lannisters send their regards.
I didn't have a problem with it.
It's pretty typical of shows and movies that are based in that general time era. I won't say time period. Yeah.
By the way, I'd like to apologize. I'd like to apologize to America. You guys were right. I thought it was just a 1940s aesthetic, but not actually set in the 1940s, but I guess it is. Because
why?
Because they're like, because the whole plot point of this episode is that they don't have cell phones,
right? Among other things.
But that could mean it's just 1940s technology.
No,
that's what he's saying.
That's what I'm saying.
It's set in the literal 1940s with 1940s technology.
Yeah. Maybe not 1940s values. I don't think they would do that.
Nothing else, but everything else 1940s.
Yeah,
I mean, it's pretty close to the values. It's what? Just additional.
Everyone should be way more racist and homophobic.
There was no way they'd have a black police chief in the 1940s, I don't think. Not when there's like still segregation.
Gotham's more progressive than that. What I just mean is, like, I don't think they would open the newspaper and be like, oh my god, have you heard? The Italians captured Monte Cassino.
The Italians?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or, oh my God, did you hear our fleet in the Pacific won a victory? You know, I don't think it would
extra, do it. Extra, extra.
Okay, but it's more than just the look. It's more than just the clothes and the car styles and the gun styles.
Right? That's
it's
true.
It's also the technology. So
yeah, that's cell phones.
It's also kind of lame, but
okay.
What?
So then,
why is that lame?
Because it's like a step back from the anime. It's like worse than the animated series. The animated series was just the aesthetic. This is more than that.
It does keep things more interesting. You know, it's kind of like in Star Trek when they advance too far and then it becomes boring and all their shit has to like not work for the plot to make sense. You know, like that.
I guess so.
Anyway, so they talk about getting Gordon protection detail, and this version of Commissioner Gordon's very emotional. He's like,
he got bullied.
I'm not gonna run away.
Wouldn't you be emotional if you got bullied?
Well, yeah, but I'm not Commissioner Gordon.
You're no commish.
No, I'm not.
What a trope that is, where it's like, okay, a guy just tried to kill you. I don't need protection. I'm the man.
I'm
I don't
so, need such a tough guy.
Not to
1940s. Ayo.
Not to skip ahead, but the part where Barb later on, where she's like, by coming here back to your house like nothing's going on, you're putting the neighbors in danger. That was a
great point, and I'm glad someone finally mentioned it.
Mrs. Yeah. Johnson, yeah. 10 feet from your head.
Yeah. This girl goes, oh, I didn't know that. Thanks, Barbara.
Let me just stare at this tiny little tricycle sitting in 2 feet from my face.
That's right. Thanks for educating me about my privilege.
Well, daughter.
All right. Any other thoughts on the hit on Gordon?
I like how it raised the stakes. Yeah, it was exciting.
Yeah.
Exciting.
I appreciated that.
Batman questions a prisoner and learns that there's more than just...
That they have to question another prisoner.
there's been a hit on Gordon. You know, not just the one-time assassin. We talked about that. And then the episode becomes amazing.
What do you mean?
The
greatest villain of all time. Yes, I loved it.
I really didn't think it translated that well to a live animation.
I cannot disagree more. I thought it was great. I thought it was.
I don't understand why Onomatopoeia would have anybody like listen to him. He like doesn't talk.
He's the boss.
The head girl like, yeah, you got it, boss. He's like, wah, wah.
I don't understand. This is all great. This is all good things. I don't understand the problem. Is it, oh yeah, boss. Good call, man.
Do you guys like how when they all get off the train, they're like walking in unison, like it's like from a musical?
Yes, that was. Yeah. Yeah, this might have been the best episode yet, actually.
Yeah, you know, one part is like the best part of the show, where they're like a real crew of pros are coming, like you've never seen Batman.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're just all the same. They're all the identical guys. They all have the violin cases. It's so great.
So we get Onomatopoeia. And how familiar are you guys with Onomatopoeia?
Extremely.
A little bit.
Extremely. Okay. Nice. So that Green Arrow comic on?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Is he usually an assassin? I don't know what to say.
Yeah, he's usually like a... Like a psycho, just like kind of a psycho. Yeah, I don't usually think of him as like a contract killer.
Yeah,
psycho killer. Tesca
yeah,
Sir.
Yeah.
Zach, are you disappointed that Hitman wasn't one of them?
No, we don't live in the best timeline, so I didn't expect him to show up.
You're used to disappointment.
Yeah. So then my next note is Barb is lefty, she's soft on crime.
Well, yeah, she's a public defender. Of course she is.
Yeah. So they argue about that. They get into a car chase
with
the hit squad.
The cop car comes in. I thought it was going to be corrupt cops, but
Jim Corrigan is there also.
Oh, Hang on. Before we get to that, do you guys like the part of the corrupt prison guards where they were like, "Hey, that guy you beat up, he died." And they're like, "Oh wow, that's too bad." Like,
that sucks.
I like that part too. I mean, I don't love the constant like virtue signaling, but I didn't mind it in that case.
Virtue signaling.
Yeah, it's like pushing the agenda. What? You know? Yeah. You mean, what do you mean? What? You know?
You mean like Barb's agenda?
Yeah.
Okay.
ACAB. JJ loved it.
I thought it was more that the
pushed the agendas.
I thought it was more that Gotham is like all the cops are corrupt in Gotham, which I know they keep bringing that up, but it didn't bother me.
It's usually not the prison guard. It's usually the cops. I don't want to fight about it.
That's all.
But yeah,
it's everybody.
But yeah, so yeah, Corrigan is a detective who shoots guns this time.
He's been in other episodes.
Yeah,
actually
yeah.
has good aim. Yeah.
But in the comics, he's like a Weasley little crime scene tech.
Yeah,
so it's a change. But you guys, you know who else is in this episode? Is Marcus Driver, and
he's the driver.
That's right. Living up to his name.
Isn't Driver Montoya's partner in Gotham Central?
Yeah, and he's basically the main character. In the sense that there is a main character. So I guess Ed Brubaker is really throwing his weight around. You know?
Isn't the Spectre also named Corrigan?
Yeah, Corrigan is the Spectre.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why it was confusing, where it was like, is the Corrigan in the comic, did the Spectre somehow come back to a mortal life?
Yeah, of all the names they could have given, why'd they choose one that Yeah.
He is it's the same character.
In Gotham Central, Lana?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't it be?
Because he's a bad guy.
Yeah, he was a bad guy.
And he's a Weasley CSI.
That's why he becomes the Spectre, because they're like, you were a bad guy in real life, so now you're cursed, and you have to be the Spectre.
Yeah.
You guys don't remember? That's why Hal Jordan's the Spectre? Come on, you guys.
That doesn't happen in Gotham Central, though.
Well, I don't know.
Maybe
it
should.
Maybe it will. Maybe it got canceled.
The timeline's all wrong as well.
Did you guys hear they wanted to cast Josh Brolin as Hal Jordan?
What?
I heard that.
I love it. Everyone's so mad. I'm like, yes, Hal Jordan fans, time to suffer.
Hal Jordan's so old. It's like 10,000 years old.
Time for you to suffer as what we have suffered.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty great.
God. If you're going to do old, why not just do Nathan Fillion like the fans want?
He's too old and like unattractive.
The fans don't want that.
Josh Brolin's like old but still like good looking.
Again, we don't live in the best timeline. There you go, buddy. No, you can drive. Okay, so more politics. Barb says she doesn't believe in the system, which is interesting.
Yeah, her
Why
dad
is that interesting.
I hate you, Dad.
If she worked in the system.
And her dad is the system.
Yeah. He's the face of the system.
All right, so Driver gets shot, they break down. You know, let's go get that tower as soon as Jay's ready. And they go to the Wayne model home. This is all interesting stuff, you know. I mean, it's almost no Batman. There's not a lot of Batman in this episode, but
it didn't bother me. Do you guys like the discussion about the city versus the suburbs?
No, that was ridiculous.
Was that more DC conversation?
I mean, that's like people living in Baltimore, not...
Yeah, Bethesda, no.
but Marv's like, but we lived right across the river. And Renee's like, well, I didn't mean you, Barbara. It's like, okay.
Yeah, Renee's trying to kiss Barbara's butt again.
Like, Barbara does, she does this whole rant, and Barbara's like, but that's not me. And he's like, oh, okay, never mind.
And they're like, yeah.
It's just more preaching from the writers, so...
Well, and it's also like that part.
Live in LA.
It's also like that part in The Dying Returns when that guy is like, "We just need to peacefully rehabilitate the criminals." What? No, I never live in the city.
No, I would never live in the city.
Yeah.
Why is this banana chasing you?
I shot him.
Zach didn't ask him. He shot him. All right. There's our NPC targets. What else?
So they have the
there's the shootout.
Yeah, it was a really good gunfight. in my opinion.
Goes on a little long for my taste.
Somebody take my... Never mind.
Wow, someone's about to get salty over here.
Nope, I'm good.
So Batman... and there's a fight. There's the big fight. Batman comes in. He's beating up the thugs. Onomatopoeia just kind of stands there and watches him do it.
Yeah.
Well, Batman makes his own sound effects. He can't. What is Onomatopoeia going to do?
Good point. Barbara and Corrigan fight the two thugs. That was kind of intense.
I like the
part. That was a great fight.
I like the part where it's the two of them versus the one thug. You know.
Yeah.
We've seen a lot of movies where a small woman can beat up like four thugs. So it's nice to see the two of them struggling with one. Feel more grounded.
There's one part where Barbara gets like hit in the face by like a metal object or something.
With all this violence.
They both do.
Yeah, not cool. And then we learned the shocking reveal. Dun, dun, dun. Barb was the target because there was some guy who's disgruntled.
Okay,
her former client.
This part, the episode jumps the shark for me.
What?
It makes no sense.
Why?
Okay, I wrote it down at the end, okay? So Corrigan, not to jump ahead to the part where Corrigan betrays him. He says, sorry, Barb, but it's just so much money. Okay?
That's true.
So why is a criminal who has so much, he can put up so much money to put out a hit on Barbara, why is he using a public defender for his lawyer instead of some like fancy one?
Because
out of prison.
Because
my Jay.
I assumed he made the money while he was in prison, like doing drugs or something.
I assume that. I mean, he just didn't want to waste the money because he thought he had an insider.
Dude, sheep to spend money on lawyers and now he's in prison.
No, I thought it was just assumption that he had an insider, so like he thought he would just be able to get off pretty easily without too much of an issue.
Wait, a public defender is like an insider?
No, not the public defender being the insider. I thought he had someone on the take who he could that so it would be super easy to convince them to just, you know. Let him go.
No gas, dude. Okay.
Right.
I guess that makes sense.
Rich people don't go to jail. And I'm getting shot from something.
Jay's getting shot. Turn around.
He's too far away, Jay. Run. So Corrigan betrays, and there's a long pause right before he shoots Barbara.
Time
to save her.
I wrote down, he took so long to kill her. He's like, all right. Let me explain my motivation. Stand here. Smile more.
Yeah.
Okay, not quite there.
Like, I'm sorry, Barbara. You're hot. I don't want to shoot you.
Yeah.
Pause.
I'm not quite ready. I'm not quite ready yet.
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm ready.
Corrigan shoots him in the hand.
It was surprising, though. I mean, Corrigan had been in a number of episodes, so you thought it was safe to be in a room with him.
Now, if you remember that he's corrupt because... Spectre shit.
He's corrupt, but he's not a straight up bad guy. He's not in the Gotham Central comics, which is what they're supposed. I thought they were driving. Do you guys want to try to kill this medallion?
Yeah, we might have an incoming medallion, guys.
On my way.
Yeah. So I was surprised.
It wasn't. I thought it made sense.
Or you think at least they would drag it out a little bit longer, but I guess we're getting towards the end of the season. Okay, so Barb goes to visit this mobster guy in prison. There's a very awkward conversation.
He explains the deal.
Yeah, he's just like, you suck.
You should have kept me out of prison.
Yeah. And then Barb comes around to the ways of conservatism.
She's like, you're right. Some people do deserve to be in prison, and you're one of them.
Yeah.
I didn't think you were before, but now I think you do.
I mean, I would expect nothing less from a Batman show, right?
Correct.
That's like what Batman does. Okay, so episode 8, then?
I thought this episode was good. I thought it was amusing.
This episode was like fan fiction made real.
You guys want to bush league it?
No.
Was it? Yes, Jay, it was. It was like, what if all the Robins lived in an orphanage together?
And they all died.
That would be cool.
And they all must die. Yeah.
They all got murdered by McKenna Grace. Did you guys notice that?
Who's McKenna Grace?
She's an actress. She's been in stuff.
Is she playing Wednesday Adams?
Like, am I supposed to know?
No, it's Jenna Ortega.
Yeah, it's Jenna
Ortega. You guys didn't know who McKenna Grace is?
Who's McKenna Grace?
Nope.
Name one other thing she's been in.
Not my job to ask you.
Look, it sounds like a porn name, okay? And until you prove me otherwise, that's what I'm going to think it is.
Wow.
Educate me.
Anyway.
Who is this person?
It was like all the Robins except Cassandra Cain, who I guess isn't a Robin. No, but
Cassandra Cain is Batgirl.
Yeah, where was she?
She's not here because it's the Robins.
Well,
I'm looking up McKenna Grace, so if you guys go into battle, I'm not going to be with you.
Okay, there's a guy. I think you might have seen
him. Okay, what about Tim Drake then? That's a better example.
Flying.
Where's Tim?
McKenna Grace was in Handmaid's Tale.
Oh, yeah?
And he's from Marvel of Fights.
I died.
They're at the carnival, and they're...
Wait, no, we didn't respond to my question. Where was Tim Drake?
He's not in it. Fine, he's not in it.
Well, what the hell?
And you called this a Robin episode? What the hell?
Yeah.
McKenna Grace was in Handmaid's Tale for, like, a while.
Okay.
And she's in Ghostbusters Afterlife.
She doesn't look familiar.
She's in the Ghostbusters movies. She was Skye in the Paw Patrol movie, obviously. I think she was in Young Sheldon for a while, but she's not known for that. I don't know. She's pretty well known. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was she Natalia?
Yeah.
So in the beginning when it's Dickie and Jace and this like girl comes up behind them and starts talking to them, I thought she was Zatanna. And I was like, cool.
I kind of thought that too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that. It's the same aesthetic. Or like Death.
Yeah. Because they like talked to her like they knew her. They're like, yeah, hey, what's up? Person? Right. Yeah.
Yeah, that is a little confusing. They're not like, who are you?
Yeah, I guess but it's I like guess kids just trust other children.
Kids in the 40s, yeah.
Yeah, in the 40s.
You want to use my... what? Yeah, you're cool. We don't trust adults, we trust everyone else. Good job,
that's kids. Right.
Right.
Matt, do you like the part in the Crisis on Infinite Earths movie when somebody says Death is better looking than me? When the Spectre says that?
No, I didn't get to that part yet. Is that part two? I only watched part one.
Okay.
Yeah, I gotta get on that.
Anyway,
you call yourself a fan.
I thought she was Wednesday Adams. So yeah, so I guess Dickie and Jace are so little, we're not gonna get Robin for a while in the show's timeline.
Good.
What do you mean, Greg? Are you a Robin hater?
I don't know.
They're two unrelated people named Dickie and Jace. Maybe more than one person. Was it this show where they had a reference to the Flying Graysons, or was that something different? Might have been the Batman Earth 1 comic I was reading.
Been Crisis on Infinite Earths, the movie.
Yeah, I don't recall a reference.
Maybe. Do you guys like how this one had a reference to the Gray Ghost?
Yeah.
Gray Ghost.
The Gray Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have to storm the beaches.
But what? Yeah. But anyway, so Dickie disappears and the
and then nobody notices. Yeah. They come back 2 days later.
So then go to the carnival and it's a Harvey Dent photo op, which is just so like slimy.
Classic
Harvey Dent.
Classic 1940s Harvey Dent.
I was kind of amazed at first that Bruce Wayne actually went to carnivals. I always figured it would remind him too much of the Joker. But then they explain it.
Yeah.
He's there for Harvey, who he's very loyal to for some...
He's like, vote Harvey Dent. I love that guy.
Yeah. Why wouldn't he?
I don't know, because he's like a psycho.
Yeah. Not at this point. At this point.
People are trying to kill him with posters.
Yeah, that is... You're right. I didn't think about how Leslie Tompkins didn't notice that Dickie was missing.
Yeah, like later she's like, oh yeah, Jace and Steffi are missing. Oh, and Dickie also.
Yeah, Dickie too. Hang on, there's another human in here. There we go.
Gotta heal.
Okay, so then we get this mad scientist guy in the
he's like carnival. A magician. Yeah.
You can make
like mutants. Yeah, it's like a carnival act.
Yeah.
A very long sequence about about giving her super strength.
Hmm.
Those carnies, they're so dishonest.
I know. I just thought he messed with the whatchamacallit, with the weights.
Andrew was like, they should just turn the magnets off.
Hmm. Yeah, Andrew knows how to beat the carnival system.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tricky, tricky, tricky. And, all right, so...
Okay, so then we get Harvey Dent in a dunk tank, which I thought was very... I don't know. I would not vote for someone if he's in a dunk tank.
What?
It shows that you're relatable. Humane.
Humane.
Yeah.
Nah.
Stars, they're just like make us.
Connection.
To me, it's him making a fool out of himself.
What you want?
That's why you're not going to win office.
Man of the people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm willing to talk shit to people. That's what they're supposed to do.
There's a lot of Harvey Dent in this episode. Is it all? I hope it all pays off at some point.
Gundam?
You know?
What?
Did you say Gundam?
Yeah, this Gundam? Is this dressed as a Gundam?
Gundam Death Scythe?
I wish.
Oh, wow. That's the one fandom they haven't done yet in this game.
That'd be cool.
Anyway, you killed him, so now we can't diagnose what his costume was.
I'm born killer, Alana, okay? I'm like Wild Bill Garnier.
Mm. Are you?
Okay, so...
I am.
Psychic vampire...
Yeah, so we learned that she's a psychic vampire or just psychic? Like a life
no, life force. Stealer.
Life
essence stealer.
Regular vampire.
Not to jump ahead, but she's like literally a vampire.
Yeah, they're like, it's an affliction. They're like, it's pretty weird, right?
Yeah, the doctors don't know what to make of it.
But a scientist does.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, right. So then she takes Steffi Brown.
I was cringing.
I knew
all
I hated this part. I knew I hated it. I enjoyed it all the more.
What did you hate it for, Alana? Why'd you hate it?
Because it was like enough with the Robins. Enough.
No, not enough with the Robins. Yes,
I was like, fine. Dick Grayson and Jason Todd could maybe be like together, like fine
forever.
But don't add anyone else.
Nope. We're going
don't
all
even
on.
Get me started on Carrie Kelly. Give me a break. Anyway, it was like fan fiction.
Carrie Kelly's great. I'm talking shit about Carrie Kelly.
Yeah, how dare you, on?
She's fine. It's just like, what's she doing in the show? It doesn't mean
she even has her slingshot.
Yeah. Member berries?
Slingshot.
Yeah, it's great. Ugh. No member berries. It was great.
Member berries.
No.
I will not member berries.
Hey, what do you think?
So we go to the Hall of Mirrors, which again is like the Joker. Which
yeah, and Dark Knight Returns.
Everything is the Joker.
Everything is the Joker.
Yeah,
Joker.
But the have you guys ever been to a Hall of Mirrors? By the way,
yes.
No,
probably.
Okay.
Yes, I have.
All right.
They're fun. They're confusing. I don't know if they're fun. I don't think I enjoyed it.
So Booster's investigating, he gets beat up by all the carnies.
Yeah, this part was really weird and seemed totally unnecessary.
I agree.
You didn't like it?
Well, it didn't seem like it paid off.
What?
This explains why Batman's not around.
Why can't he just not be around?
I like the part where he's like lurking over the carnival, doing nothing.
Yeah. He's like jumping from little tent to tent. That was pretty cool. Yeah, that's kind of funny. All right, are we going to the purple marker?
Yeah.
We'll have to huff it.
It's rocking.
Yeah.
Mm. Ooh, the train's coming.
In this economy?
So Natalia, you know.
She has the fight with her sibling.
Right, and Dent also takes money from Rupert Thorne.
That scene was very long, but I liked it. It almost felt like you were watching like an actual mob
show. Yeah. Although, I mean, you have to laugh at how like naive Harvey Dent is. Like, you cannot believe he's an adult man. When everyone's like, okay, I'm going to give you this money, and in exchange, you need to let Mulligan or whatever his name off. And Harvey Dent's like, what? I can't do that.
Yeah.
Yay. That would be wrong.
Not my morals. Yeah.
I got my principles.
Principles, you say?
Yeah, it was just like, okay, like, how do you not know how this works?
Because it's the new age of the gangsters and mobsters.
Well, also, it was kind of funny when he's like, I don't have a choice. It's like, yeah, you have a choice. You cannot
win the election.
Well, that's not an option. I'm sorry.
It's always a choice.
Clearly, it's not an option. Well, didn't you say something like, if I don't win this election, my political career is over? Or something?
Is that what he said?
I don't know. I'm certainly trying to believe it.
I don't know about that.
Anyway, so yeah, that was funny. And then, yeah, at the end when he just ignores the request, again, it's like, what did you think was going to happen?
Yeah, exactly. Stupid idiot.
Wow.
Marsh.
All right.
Cold-blooded.
Nothing bad could happen to me. It is interesting, though, that Thorne takes him out, because he invested all this money in Harvey Dent. Thought he would have.
He's sending a message.
Well, no, he basically eliminated her as a resource.
Well, yeah, he's like, you're not going to win, so I don't know.
He might have won.
Dude, you have a crown? Or is the game glitching?
No, I have a crown.
Jay's feel like the Thorne guy was probably like supporting both candidates, so whoever wins, he wins.
Thorne literally said that a lot.
Oh, yeah. See, there you go.
Yeah.
So that's why he doesn't mind taking out Harvey.
I guess that's true. I feel like he invested money in Harvey, and he should. He's not getting any return on his investment.
Hmm. Well, it's a bad investment, as it turns out.
On cost balance.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah.
So anyway, the girl kills her brother.
He's like
that was stone cold when he says I can't feel my legs.
Okay. She's like, peace.
I missed the part where that's my problem.
I need to go kill some more kids.
And I have to say, they don't give a good explanation about why she needs to keep feeding. Like, they don't even make it seem like an addiction or that she's getting.
She used a lot of energy and she needed to recover.
But she doesn't look tired or sweaty or even old.
Yeah.
Right?
Well,
but she just got addicted to it. Feel the rush.
But they should have had her say something to that effect. It would have been easy. Yeah.
I need another hit, Anton. Yeah.
Anton might.
Well, I can't live without another hit. So.
Give me that sweet energy. But yeah, so.
Maybe they thought we could pick it up with him being like, stop doing it. You're going to get caught. And her being like, no.
Well, I thought that's kind of what happened.
And she used to be like Mokuba. No way, Car. Big brother.
Yeah, so we get Carrie with her slingshot, and she gets chased. Batman falls for the innocent little girl act. Hey, can you guys leave me behind?
We have to. Jay's going into combat.
Oh, okay. So Batman totally falls for like the innocent little girl act.
Yep.
And then Carrie needs to save him.
Yeah, Carrie fights and gets away from Natalia, which was pretty cool. She's got her slingshot. And yeah, Batman needs to get rescued, which is okay. You couldn't exactly expect him to consider the girl a threat, right?
Sure, but it's always annoying when Batman needs to get saved by a Wesley Crusher.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I didn't mind it.
Okay.
He was going easy on her and being like, I can help you. It doesn't have to be like this.
Yeah. Right. So Natalia's like, just let me die. I'm a monster.
I mean, she did kill her brother.
Yeah. But
she's fine up until that part, though. You know, she has no regrets up until that. Just got fun.
Yeah. I mean, family's one thing.
Yep.
Yeah, family's one thing, but light, sweet, sweet life energy is something else.
That's right. Killing kids.
Well, making them very tired.
That's right. That's right. We don't really know what happens to that. Anybody want the War Machine turret?
Yeah, I can take it. So Natalia's like, just let me die. But Batman, of course, saves her because he's the hero. And they walk off together into the sunrise.
Mm-hmm.
Not sunset, sunrise.
Batman loves let saving pale sunrise. Children.
And she starts burning.
You guys remember Ace from Justice League?
Of course. Great episode.
Yeah. Ooh, Ace, she's just a kid.
Ace? Just a kid.
And Batman's like, oh no, Joker wants a piece of her, Harley Quinn. You can see it in his eyes. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Woof.
Thanks, Bruce Town. Anyway, so then we get, you know, Dent doing the right thing, and then he gets hit by the acid in the bathroom. The bathroom? Come on.
That's the place to go.
If the Lannisters fall for it.
You mean the Starks?
No. Oh. I mean, what's his name? He shot with the crossbow on the
can. Oh, yeah.
I win.
That's right. That's right. Even the bathroom is not considered a safe zone anymore. We used to be a society.
Yeah. I always liked it when Harvey Dent gets hit when he's like in the courtroom, you know.
Well, every time they introduce Harvey Dent, it's like you're just sitting around waiting for him to become Two-Face. So, let's go.
Yeah.
You're just waiting for it to happen.
Exactly. Pretty much. You hang the gun on the wall, as they say.
Yep. So that's episode 8. I thought episode 7 was better. I thought they were both pretty good, though.
They were both, yeah. I thought they were both pretty decent. This one at least was different.
I knew Matt was going to say that about both of these.
It was different.
We've lived so long, we're just desperate for something that will...
That's because it was, in fact, alive. Different. It was, in fact, different. So what do you want from me?
I don't know. Something different?
Jay, can I borrow War Machine's arsenal, and then I'll give it back to you? Question, how did I do on War Machine? Oh, I got pretty good. Not done, though. Question number 1. Would you rather have a common name with an uncommon spelling?
No.
Okay. Or an uncommon name with an uncommon spelling?
With a common spelling?
No, an uncommon name with an uncommon spelling.
I would say common name with uncommon spelling.
Uncommon with uncommon.
That's not an option.
He just said it is.
Second option.
I thought you said an uncommon name with a common spelling.
No, uncommon with an uncommon.
How is that possible?
I don't know.
You have an uncommon name with a common spelling. My name is Bruceland, but it's spelled T-O-M.
It's like Wham. Yeah.
It's just right. Wham. My name is Wham, but it's spelled with a H-U-T-T.
I'm sticking with
FIST.
Hmm.
No, I'm sticking with my uncommon with uncommon.
I'm sticking
I don't want to be one of like 5 Jennifers.
Yeah. Jennifer, I would be as an interpreter. Screw those people.
Oh my goodness.
J H E N I I F. No, it's J-E-N-N-M-I-V-R.
I feel
what's
attacked.
Their name, dude.
It's not their fault.
Wait, you feel attacked? Why?
Because I picked that.
I think I agree with Jay. If you're going to have to spell the name anyway, it might as well be uncommon.
Yeah, at least then someone goes, oh, that's cool. How do you spell that? If you say, hi, my name is Jennifer, and someone goes, oh, okay, and then I have to spell it, and they go, who the hell are you talking about? And I go, oh. That sucks. That's dumb.
I see.
Yeah, or if I'm like at a doctor's office or something, they ask me my name, I'm just saying it's Jennifer, J-E, you know, or it's, you know, it's Ozymandias, O-Z-Y-M-A. Like, I would just start spelling it because I know they don't know how to spell it. Saves me a step.
And then there's no righteous outrage by people going, they didn't spell my name right. Excuse me. Excuse me. I tried.
Self-righteous outrage. Alana, what do you think? You said already. Okay. Hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Question number two.
All right. Hang on. Question number 2222 is, comes to us courtesy of Zach.
Hello.
Would you rather have 10 okay children or one super good child?
There's a team coming in.
Maybe my best one yet.
I think it would, no, because why would you want 10 children?
10 children? Think about how fun that would be. It's like your own baseball team.
What was the question again?
By a man is all I can say about that.
Yeah, this is even better. I don't have to give birth to him.
Would you rather have 10 okay children or one?
Would you really be pregnant 10 times or pregnant one time? Really good
child. You don't have to be pregnant. You can adopt.
Oh, it's so easy. Just adopt children.
Hypothetical question, Alana.
You just have Alana. For the purpose of the question, you have it. You just have it.
No, this is what you do on every question. So get used to it.
No, I'm not getting used to it. You already have children. You don't have to go through the process.
But you still have to, like, feed them and stuff.
Yeah, yes, that's true. You do have to feed them. You do have to take care of them. That is a drawback.
Yes. Big drawback. I mean, if you really want to, you can take care of them.
If you really want to?
Yeah, if you really want to.
You won't go to jail?
What if I don't want to?
I mean, I do think 10 is, you know, much as I want to support Zach, I do think that 10 is a lot.
I feel like 5 and 1 might be slightly
maybe. What better. If it was 10? What if it was 10 super good children and one okay
child? One just okay child.
Now asking the real questions.
Just like, I feel like
that's even worse.
Why?
Like 10 kids who like are mechanics and then one who's like the president.
Right.
Not that there's nothing wrong with being a mechanic.
Oh, walk it back.
Oh, Alana's showing elitism here.
Because if your kid was the president, you would get to, it would be like totally rad for being a parent. You would win every neighbor gathering forever.
I already do. That's not an incentive.
Okay.
Just kidding. All right. So, yeah, I think 10 is too many. I'm going to have to go with the one super good.
The one super good.
I've always wanted to have, you know, I've always wanted to have a lot of kids, but. 10 is 10 is too many.
Yeah, that's far too many.
How many would it have to be?
Is that another question? It's like if you take the number of kids you have.
Well, no, it's just like if you're gonna have okay, what would be the balancing? Like 3 okay or 1 super good?
Yeah, I'd say like 5 okay. 5 okay.
3 okay. 2 okay. 1 okay.
That's just so much work.
Yeah, but it's worth
it.
Is it? How is it worth it?
I don't know. It would be real, super fun.
Like, also, statistically speaking, one of them will turn out president of the United States if you have that many. Like, one of them will turn out to be a doctor.
When the 3 siblings get together, it's a real good time. Now just imagine there were 10 of us.
That's right.
We would have, like, way more fighting. Just look at, like, all the Catholic families, you know.
Wow, Colin's calling out people all over the place.
Statistically, if you have a big group, people are going to hate each other in it.
Yeah.
Not everybody's going to get along with everybody else, but true. But
yeah. And now multiply that.
Yeah.
Imagine all the screaming happening.
Screaming?
Yeah, all the loud arguing.
It sounds like fun. I don't know.
Sounds like a rancorous good time. So Jay says 1. I say 1. Alana, you can say 1.
Yeah, because 10 is ridiculous.
I think it's 10. I stand by it. All right, question number 3.
Yeah, everybody answered? Okay. Question number 3 might also come to us courtesy of Zach. Who is someone you really dislike but also find very attractive?
This one also came from me. I can go first, and I will say Candace Owens.
Oh,
wow.
God.
Wow.
Yep.
That is a...
Yep, it's true.
He just really wanted us to tell... He just wanted to tell us he thinks Candace Owens is hot.
Yeah.
His excuse.
She is hot. I regret
nothing. There's a jetpack here.
Yep, that's okay. The first person who came to mind for me was Jenny McCarthy.
Jenny McCarthy?
Yeah. She's like a crazy anti-vaxxer, even before it was cool.
But she's like old.
Well, so? Not that old.
What's wrong with old?
We're getting old, too.
Fair enough. She's married to Donnie Wahlberg.
I know. That's another reason. Donnie. Sign my stuff, Donnie.
Donnie, call me.
Yeah.
As long as they icicle.
Not like, but thank
first of all, Icicle was also like redeemed in the show, wasn't he?
In Stargirl?
Yeah, didn't he like reconstitute himself and like then he was like.
But then they really brought him back for the third season. He experienced no character growth and he was the same.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I have nothing against the actor. He's also, the him character. Being evil is like why he was hot. If he played a good guy, I don't think he would be hot.
Sort of the question.
Mia Khalif, maybe?
Why don't you like Mia?
The porn star?
Yeah. He's not big on Jewish people.
Yeah, he's not a big fan.
Mm-hmm.
I guess she's attractive. Yeah. I wouldn't kick her out of bed for eating crackers. All right, Alana J.
I literally can't think of anybody.
Can't think of anybody.
Alana, you like the evil dads.
So no, but guys, those aren't real people. Like,
what about a real life evil dad?
I'd still rather you pick an evil dad than just say, I don't know.
Then that's not what the question's asking.
So true. Very true.
I think you guys can come up with something.
I mean, there's like a character who I like hate on the Gilded Age right now, and I don't think he's hot because I don't like him.
That's not what we're asking then.
What?
That's not the question then.
Exactly. That's what I'm telling you. If I don't like it, I probably don't find it hot. Like, that's.
What about Manny from Alkalite? Like, the character's a bad guy. He killed Lee's son.
No, we like him. No, we still like him.
Soul had it coming.
Wow.
Manny did nothing wrong.
Yeah, justice for Manny.
When she was 9:30.
I tried, Alana. I tried.
Okay.
Yeah, I still don't have an answer. I don't know.
Jay, just don't answer. We can be half and half.
Ooh, yeah.
Is there some like internet drama star, internet star who's like bad but also attractive?
Mr. Beast.
Rebel Rowan.
Who?
The singer.
Rebel. You guys want to catch the train?
Yeah.
You've done a train job before, right?
Yeah, of course.
30, we didn't get to play Dominion. I play Matt all night.
I'm sorry that I have a life.
With
the Girl Scouts.
Now imagine yourself with 10 children.
Sounds great.
You can just play Fortnite with the children. Don't need anybody else.
No, they can't have screens. All right, Zach, take us out.
All right, well, thank you for joining us here on Tuesday Night Gaming. Get this every week at twitch.tv/mcslanty and group up with us next time.
Yeah, do it.
Whether it's TV, whether it's movies, or questions about you, come for the laughs, come for the banter, come for whatever you choose. To Tuesday Night Gaming with the siblings and Jay. Listen while they play.